How did you hear about it? How did you get involved?
Okay, well, there was lots of posters around our school, so, and Rachel told us, yeah, this is a good thing to be involved in. So we traveled to Ketchikan. There was 8 of us girls there from around Alaska. We're all seniors. There's 5 different parts that you compete in: an interview, a fitness, a talent, self-expression, and
scholastics.
Okay.
So.
And what was that like? Was it intimidating competing, or not so bad?
I think the only part that really scared me was the interview part. But besides that, it was a lot of fun. It was great meeting girls around Alaska that are involved in so many different things.
And Patricia, you heard about it the same kind of way here at school? Or?
Well, I have I used to have seventh hour advanced art, and Diane Murph always looks up scholarships for me and points out different things I could compete in. And she pointed this one out, and she's like, look at this thing. It's kind of ridiculous and everything. And then my mom pointed out, and that's kind of how I got into it, was my mom got me into it and talked to Rachel about it, and we went to Ketchikan, and it was a lot of fun.
And kind of ridiculous. Did you think at first it was like a beauty pageant or something? Or
yeah, oh, personally, yeah. Kind of is like a beauty pageant. It has like similar aspects, but they don't judge you on your beauty. They judge you on your talent and the way you present yourself to the judges.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what was your experience in going through it? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I went ziplining for the first time, and I'm scared of heights, and it was really interesting.
And what was it, a favorite part of the judging for you, or one of those 5 requirements, or what was your talent?
My talent was a poetry recitation of Fairy Tale Logic by A.E. Stallings.
Okay. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you give us a little bit of it?
Sure. Do you want it full thing with the voice and everything?
Sure, let's hear it.
Alright. Fairy tales are full of impossible tasks. Gather the chin hairs of a man eating goat, or cross a sulfuric lake in a leaky boat. Select the prince from a row of identical masks. Tiptoe up to a dragon where it basks. That's kind of like the beginning of the poem and stuff. And it's about impossible fairy tasks that you have to achieve, and you have to decide between 2 different things. And like the last line is, marry a monster or hand over your firstborn son. And someone was like, that reminds me of Rumpelstiltskin. And they remind me of all these different fairy tales and stuff, like the original endings and how it's really hard to accomplish a fairy tale.
Okay. And Eva, your talent was dancing, I believe.
Yes.
So what did you do for that? Did you work out your own piece? Or?
Mindy Anderson helped me choreograph it. And actually, it's part of my senior solo for the spring show at the end of April. So
I can't really make you do that in front of the microphone here.
No,
but
it doesn't really
work. Maybe you could tell about the piece. What was it like?
Well, it starts out kind of lyrical. It's to the song What a Feeling from Flashdance. So it's super fun. It gets really fast. And we only got to do 90 seconds of it. So it'll be longer when we do our performance in April.
Hers was a little easier. Her time was exactly 1:30. My poem fluctuates. Sometimes I would get 1:27. It would be 1:15. So I was worried that I would go over. Because if you went over 90 seconds, you get disqualified with talent.
Oh, okay.
Automatically 0 points.
So yeah. You have to make sure you recite fast.
Yeah, okay. And under amount of time. So I couldn't do my favorite poem, but I had to do a shorter one.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And the fitness, was that a difficult one? Or what did they make you do for that?
It's they made a choreographed routine. Okay. Everybody did it together. And then you'd walk out in front of the judges, and you'd have to do a maybe 10-second little solo thing that was pre-choreographed as well.
Okay.
And you went one at a time, and there's a specific order, and yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, we all have the same order to perform in. Eva was 1, I was 4, so every time we did stuff, she would go first, and I would go 4th. And
I was the guinea pig.
Oh, okay, that's a tough spot.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, I think you were runner-up in the competition?
Yeah, I ended up runner-up, and I actually won the talent portion as well.
Cool, all right.
Yeah.
And Patricia, how did you do?
I didn't get anything, but it was a great experience to go there. Even though I didn't get anything, it was a lot of fun to go and see all the girls compete. They said that was a pretty good year for competing against with some of the other girls and stuff. The girl who won was really talented.
Yeah, there were contestants from around the state, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd recommend this for other students from Petersburg in the future?
Yes. Oh my gosh, please. It's such an experience.
Yeah.
I think all girls should do it.
They run us all day from 8 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, and we're just constantly moving, going around. They have the days all planned out and everything, and you get to see Ketchikan. Even though people go there all the time, we actually get to see it and learn a lot about Ketchikan.
Yeah.
Any other parts about it you'd like to tell? Funny stories? Or?
Oh, we went kayaking. And it was super windy, so we were like trying to cross the channel. I was in a 3-man kayak, so it was a little bit easier for like our group. But there's like girls like trying to paddle across in twos.
Oh, that was me.
A few people had to get towed
right down across from the airport there.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
It was difficult. I would have to say.
Whitecaps.
Literally, we had the right paddle down, which is the right pedal down the entire time, which is what we were supposed to do to turn right, and we were paddling on the left trying to turn the correct direction. But the entire time we went straight and just ended up 300 feet away from where we were supposed to go.
That sounds like fun, though.
It was a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
We got to see like the shipyard and everything and go inside and tour everything and what they do there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
There are many celebrities for a weekend.
Yeah.
You did feel like a celebrity. Yeah. At least I did.
Yeah. we got a bunch of free stuff. We were in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.